Hi, welcome to the I Am a Kingdom Influencer radio broadcast. I am your host, Elder Corlette James, and I am so happy to be able to connect with you in the airwaves on today. Now sit back, buckle up, and let's meet today's influencers. Well, hello and good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whatever time it may be that you are hearing the sound of our voices. We are so, so happy that you have joined the I Am a Kingdom Influencer podcast. We're really, really excited about the young lady that we are going to be speaking with today. And I absolutely know without a shadow of a doubt, she is an influencer and what she will impart into you will be transformational. So help me welcome to the show, Miss Jo Hosmer.
Hello, thank you. And thank you for calling me young lady. Well, that's very sweet.
We are young. We are in that category. Right. We can say that. Seriously.
That's right. Okay, we are young.
We are young. You're only as old as you feel you are. So
that's right. Amen.
We are young.
I love it.
I tell people all the time, God said he would restore our youth. And I believe them.
I think so too. I'm in total belief of that.
Absolutely. Well, welcome to the show. I'm so happy to have you on today.
And thank you for having me. This is an honor.
Awesome. Listen, I believe in kingdom influencers. I believe people were created to have impact. Impartation into the lives of those that we come in contact with. And mm-hmm. I believe that we do those around us a disservice if we do not utilize the gifts and the talents that really God gave us, you know, at creation to better their lives as well. And if each one reach one, then the world would definitely be a better place. So
absolutely.
Tell us about your book, Go For It. That is just the title is encouraging. Like, let's go for it.
That's right. Let's go for it. And then I always put that exclamation point on the end because that's been my life journey. Okay. And it's kind of, you know, when I was coming up with the name of my book, my publisher said, what's something you always say? What's kind of your motto? And I'm like, I don't know. I always say, go for it. Okay. And he goes, well, then there you go. That's the name of your book. I'm like, perfect. And that's really now branded my business. And awesome. I never knew what a difference a book could make until I wrote the book.
Okay.
But unfortunately, the book came out of losing my husband, and I lost him in 2010, and then my child went off to college, which was a wonderful thing, but then I'm left behind and trying to figure out where I want to pick up my life from. Mm-hmm. So my son had come, he'd been in college, I don't know, 2-3 years, and he came home and said, Mom, we should write a book. And I said, yeah, maybe we should, you know, because Jim was my second husband, and he was my son's stepdad, but he really acted more of a dad than anything. Okay. So I said, maybe we will. So anyway, we did. And it was published in January of 2016.
Okay. That is awesome.
Absolutely.
What an incredible thing to be able to do that with your son. That's phenomenal.
That is phenomenal.
So technically, from what you're saying, you almost had to reinvent who you were all over again. Now there's like, talk about empty nester. You know, it was just you all of a sudden.
Yeah. And I was working from home. I had an at-home business at that time. So it was just like me. I mean, we went from, and earlier in that year, I had some other family living with us and we went from like a full household to just me and the dogs. Mm. And I was like, oh my gosh, never. And I knew 2010 was going to be my year of change, but never did I realize it was going to be that because I knew my son was graduating and going off to college, but boy, whew, tell you what. Yeah. And then you have to reinvent yourself. I really had to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. Mm-hmm. My business was okay, but that was kind of the business I had when, you know, the family was still here. So I ended up going back and get my master's degree in my 40s. I did it. Woohoo. And also I was asked to run for city council in my local town. I still sit on my city council today, almost eight years later,
awesome.
Got my master's degree. Okay. And then from the book, I really decided to just really expand. I really didn't think anybody would ever read the book, honestly. I thought I'm just doing it for self-healing and getting it out there and life will go on, which it has, but it's really gone on for the better. It's different, but it's also for the better because now I'm able to give back to other people who are going through challenges in their life and going through different issues that sometimes they don't really know how to go through it, because I was running a business, taking care of my sick husband, raising my son, and then moving on after that. So I really am coming in now and helping people with that. And it's, I never thought I would be doing something like that, but yet I did too, because my undergraduate is in human services.
Oh, okay. So you always had a heart for people anyway.
I do. Yep. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Right. So it's been, it's an incredible journey.
How much of the healing process did you find in writing the book and putting things on paper?
You know, I'll tell you, it's probably the best thing I've ever done. Hmm. And there's a lot of best things I've ever done, but for healing. And it was shortly after my husband passed away. My friend, who is also my massage therapist, she's also, is that called Reiki or something? Anyway, so she was giving me a massage. She goes, you know, I think you really should start writing down your feelings and writing down stuff. And I'm like, okay, why? She goes, I don't know. She goes, I just feel like you need to get all this out, all this energy out of your body. And normally I'm not somebody that kind of jives into all that, but I took her word for it because we'd been friends a long time and she'd kind of see me through the worst of it through my husband's illness. And so right then is when I decided to start writing and start really getting it out on paper. And then my son came home and bought the book and lo and behold. So it really, when I was writing the book, I thought I was just doing it for me. Mm-hmm. It really. And I thought, well, if I could help one person, then I've done my job. But I've sold, I don't know, over 2,500, $3,000. Yay. And I think about 1,000 regular books. So yeah, it's been a blessing.
Where can people find the book?
So they can go to Amazon.
Okay.
And yeah, I also put together an anthology series last year. So Amazon is where they can find the book, or through my website, joehosman.com.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Mm-hmm. So tell me about some of the other things you're involved in. You're also a speaker, podcaster, media person, life coach. You've got a lot going on with you.
Yeah.
Talk to us about some of your other ventures.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for asking too, because after I wrote the book, my local church asked me to come speak. So that was, I'm like, okay, well, all right, I can do this, you know. But then the publisher that I use also got me some on media, got me on some TV, and I'm in Reader's Digest. I'm quoted in Reader's Digest and some other media that I'm on. But I was thinking about a podcast at the time. Well, from speaking at my church, little did I know they were going on to a big convention after that, and my name got spread around for a good speaker. So I spoke around the country on really going from grief to great. And going, you know, how leadership and just really working yourself to get to the better place in your life. Mm-hmm. So, but I also wanted to reach the masses is how I kind of said it. And I wanted something different. You know, lots of people have podcasts. I love podcasts because I'm on lots of them and I love them. Mm-hmm. But I wanted it where it could be interactive and people could call in and just, I don't know, interactive, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, so when I was out speaking, I found a gal that has a live radio show. And I'm like, well, I want that. How do I do that? So she had me on her show and walked me through the whole process. And yeah, so now I've had my show since July of 2016.
Awesome.
And it's heard in like 40 different countries and 260,000 downloads to date. And it's live every Thursday morning.
You know, I am always, I'm always amazed at people's journey. Especially in the midst of tragedy, you know, and loss. And a lot of times I've seen people get stuck in that place and they don't know how to move on. They don't know how to, as you said, go for it, you know?
Right.
And so I'm so encouraged by what you have done in transitioning yourself and reinventing yourself and moving on. How do you implement that in your life coaching business when you are encouraging someone else? We're going to have listeners across the gamut listening to this because it'll play on so many different platforms. It's got the faith-based platform. It's got the business platform. But the bottom line is the humanity platform, you know, because no matter where you are in life, you can reach that place of, you know, I just don't want to go on. And sometimes it's in the midst of grief. Sometimes it's just in the midst of disappointment. Life has not turned out as you thought it would. And a lot of people that we look at on a day-to-day basis and we would think, oh, they're so successful. They've got this.
this, they've got that, and they are empty inside. They really are empty inside. So how do you encourage others to go for it, to pick up from where they are and go forward?
Well, and that's a great question too, because people ask me that all the time. How do I move out of the situation I'm in? How do I get to something better? Well, first of all, really, and we're going to come back to writing it down. I did not want to write it down. I didn't want to do anything like that. You know, when people would say to me, you need to heal you before you can go out and do other things, I'm like, oh, I'm healed. I'm good. I can do this, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, I had to get to the place that I had to realize that I needed self-healing. So that's really what I teach my clients now is let's talk about you. Let's talk about not everything else around you. Let's talk about you and what you need right now. Mm-hmm. And really focus in on what your needs are. And then we gradually make it into the family. And, you know, because most people have, you know, kids still at home and those type of things. But the bottom line is most people want so much more for their lives than what they have. Mm-hmm. And they can't just jump. And Lord knows I did not jump. I mean, it was baby steps. Mm-hmm. There was days I just had to like literally put my foot off the bed just so I could get out of bed in the morning. Wow. Because I was like, what am I going to do? You know, here I am alone. So I really talk about journaling and really writing it down and really finding your it. Mm-hmm. So many people want so much, but we have to really focus in on what the it is. So go for it. And I really hope focus in on what's your it. How is it that whatever it is you're looking for, maybe you're looking for a better job, a different house, or if you're single, you're looking for a spouse, or you know, maybe you're getting a divorce, maybe your kids have gone on and you're trying to figure out what you're going to do with your life. You know, whatever it is in your life, that's what we work on. And then we work on meditating. And, you know, I'm really big into gratitude, really huge into gratitude. And a lot of people that I've noticed, they don't mean to be negative, but sometimes the subconscious takes over and we're just so programmed to different things that we say. So I'm like, okay, well, instead of saying it this way, so instead of saying, I'm so poor, say, okay, well, instead of saying that, why don't you say, why am I so rich? Let's get rid of the negative and get into the positive. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, if you're saying, why am I so poor, then that triggers your brain to say, I'm poor, and there's not going to be enough money ever come into your life. But if you say, why am I so rich, then all of a sudden you're like, oh, yeah, right, I am, you know, and then all of a sudden it triggers your brain to think, I am rich, I'm rich in love, I'm rich, I'm blessed, you know, those type of things. So it's those type of things that I really hone in on them and really work on it, because it took me a while to work on it myself. And I know the steps that I had to take to get there. And I didn't know, I never knew how to meditate. I never meditated in my life until I started this journey of journaling, and I knew I had to figure out my life. So I went on YouTube and I learned how to meditate. So I'm like, okay, I can do this. I'll put on a timer for 5 minutes. Actually, I think the first time I did it like 3 minutes, but
okay.
But it's all a process. It's all a process of really trying to find yourself and trying to find some quiet time within your day just for yourself. Yeah. Yeah. So that's really what I hone in with my wonderful clients with. And you know what? They're seeing so much success. But when we take time for ourselves, because as women, moms, everything else, we want to do everything for everybody.
Yes.
And we're taking care of everybody else except for ourselves. And we're another thing I really hone in on.
So many different directions.
Oh my goodness. But I really hone in on exercise too. Exercising the mind, but also exercising the body.
Okay.
And exercising really, and I take kickboxing, which I know a lot of people can't do that. But even walking or riding a bike or something to that effect, that's really going to kind of help, you know, calm the endorphins a little bit and really help calm the system. And it really does work wonders if you just set yourself into a routine of doing it.
That is awesome. I can so relate to the journaling. You know,
journaling.
Thank you for coming out there for a moment. I can so relate to that. I released a book in 2003 called Embrace God's Love, A Journey Through the Wilderness. And I had never had aspirations of writing.
Me neither.
I just, not, it was not on my radar in any way, shape, form, right. or fashion. And it started with God having me to write down my journey.
Yep. Yep, exactly, right?
Writing uh-huh. down the journey. And then after probably about a 3-year period of time of just writing the journey, then it was like, okay, now turn it into a book. And I'm going, huh? So I understand. But it absolutely, I can so relate to it. It helps you to release. One of the things you said that is so powerful, and it's in changing your words. And I don't think people understand fully the power of our words. Mm-hmm. They don't understand that, you know, you literally can change the atmosphere around you by the words you're releasing.
Absolutely.
If you're in that constant negativity mode, then it's draining. I mean, I'm sure you can relate. You can come into somebody's presence that is negative all the time. And 5 minutes after you're sitting there, it's just like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah, I got to get out of there.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of the reason that people get stuck, mm-hmm. you know, because of that mindset of negativity, and it just keeps coming out and it just keeps coming out. And, you know, you really can frame your world by your words. Yeah. And people don't understand that. So I think what you teach is monumental. So give me a scenario. I have ABC company. Mm-hmm. And I'm having issues with my employees because they just don't have any motivation. It's like they're just coming to get a check. There's a difference in coming to, you know, really pour yourself into what you're doing and just coming to get a check. You know, mm-hmm. they're going to only do this much. They're not going over above anything. What would be your advice?
You know, what I really talk to people about is if you have those employees that don't really, I mean, they're just there to be there, you know, get to know them a little bit more. And you don't have to get to know like in their personal space all the time, but really ask them how they're doing, but be genuine about it. Mm-hmm. You know, you're all in this together, and let them know that they're part of this team. They're part, and they are worth it, and they are worthy of your time and attention.
Absolutely.
So many times as business owners, we're so busy trying to, oh my gosh, we got a million things going on here. Do this, do that, do this. And at one time I had like 10 virtual assistants working for me, and I was trying to manage all them, plus manage my household, my sick husband, everything else. Wow. And I learned very quickly that if you don't, you know, manage them, they go away.
Yes.
The same thing with employees. If you don't manage your employees or really get to know them, figure out what's going on in their life. Mm-hmm. Are they having a bad day? What's going on? You know, but really trying to, and I'm not saying go be their best friend, mm-hmm. but you know what? Every morning, walk around the office, go, hey, how you doing? How was last night? How was your kid's ball game last night? Yeah. Or, you know, how's your wife doing? Or whatever the case may be, mm-hmm. but be genuine with them and make it so they enjoy coming to work, and that they feel part of that system, mm-hmm. and they feel like their work is worthwhile.
Yes.
Because I've worked places that they would go close the door in another room and they would leave me all alone. I'd be like, am I just chopped liver here? What's the deal? You know, but and I just learned, you just learn that you have to make your employees part of the whole business aspect of it.
Absolutely. You know what? People produce on a much greater scale when they know they have value.
Absolutely.
And as an employee, if you're not pouring into your employee, as an employer, if you're not pouring into your employees that they have value to your company, then you're really, it's hurting your bottom line because you're not getting the productivity out of that employee that you could. I say this all the time. It's like just a simple hello with a smile says to another person, I value your existence. Exactly. I have come across you today, and I value your existence by acknowledging that you're here. Just something that simple. And unfortunately, in the day and time that we live in, people don't even speak anymore. You know, it's like blinders on. You know, mm-hmm. I don't acknowledge that there's anybody else in my sphere. And,
right.
and I remember back in the day, as they say, you know, it was common courtesy. You didn't pass by somebody and you did not speak.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And it's just, it's really sad to see today. It really, really is. I
talk about that almost every day. I say, give a smile to somebody. We never know what people are going through in their mm-hmm. life. Mm-hmm. I remember several times back, when I was stressed or something was going on, I would walk down the street. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was just going for a walk and I would pass by people. I was in the mall or something. And I must have had like a bad look or something on my face, but I've had several people say to me, why don't you just smile? And it's mm-hmm. usually gentlemen. I'm like, well, I'm not mad or anything. And they go, well, you look like you were mad. And I'm like, but I think I was so, like, the weight of the world was on my shoulders. Right. And I was just trying to figure stuff out and just going to the mall or going to the store or wherever. Mm-hmm. And so now I say that today, especially in today's world, like you just said, mm-hmm. we're so busy on our phones. We're still da-da-da-da-da.
Correct.
No, we crave that one-on-one attention. And really, if you just give a smile to somebody, you never know how that's going to change their day.
Absolutely. I've heard testimonies of people who it really changed the trajectory of where they were going to do that day.
Yes.
As far as taking their life, because they felt they no longer had value. They had no hope. You know, why am I here? What's my purpose? And the fact that somebody took the time to acknowledge them with kindness, completely turned their situation around. And as influencers, as we are, this is the I Am a Kingdom Influencer show. Yeah. As influencers, I find it vital that we pour into people's lives. And I don't think we realize that it's such an easy thing to do. Kindness is the greatest way to pour into somebody's life.
Absolutely. You know,
taking the time to listen, not just, okay, I hear you, but no, I'm listening to you because your words have value to me. How you feel has value to me. I may not agree with how you feel. I may not agree with your whole policy and principle, but I think you're important enough for me to listen.
Absolutely.
Coming from. And at that point, we can agree to disagree. Okay. Absolutely. We can agree to disagree, but yes.
And if people feel like they've been listened to, their anxiety goes down.
It does.
And if they feel like you've heard them and they've expressed their, especially being in the political realm, but if, you know, they come in really mad about one thing or another, but if they feel like they've been heard, life is good. You know,
especially we as women.
Yes.
Okay. Because, you know, it's just like we have been created to, we got to get it out.
Right.
All right. And all I need you to do is hear me. Mm-hmm. Okay. I just need you. Don't over talk me. Don't, you know what I'm saying? Don't just whisk me off. Like what I have to say has no value.
Right.
Just hear me. It completely makes a world of difference. It really, really does.
Well, and just earlier today, just earlier today, talking about the smile thing, I was at the grocery store with my mom, and this guy was just, I don't know, he was just staring at me, and it's almost like he looked familiar, but I wasn't really sure, and I just looked at him, and I just gave him a great big smile, and he just smiled back, and then he turned and walked the other way, and I was like, I don't know who he is, he kind of looked familiar, but
smile.
It didn't matter. You know, I just smiled at him and, you know, but I think sometimes we get wrapped up, like we go, oh, don't look at me or, you know, I don't want that attention, but, you know, just giving a smile to somebody is not going to hurt you. You know,
and that's I think a lot of it comes from our own value and our own self-worth because I find that people walk past you with blinders on for one of two reasons. Those that heads are up high and they're just going forward, it is because, you know, sometimes they're just preoccupied or you don't matter either way. But you find those whose heads are always hung down and they're going, some of them don't feel that they're worthy to talk to you.
Right.
And they need their own self-esteem boosted. Mm-hmm. They need to be encouraged and picked up, you know? So we should get to a place where we don't look at somebody and judge the book by the cover and just figure, you know, well, they won't speak to me or they don't speak to me. Especially these are people that you come into contact with on a daily basis on the job, in a company, or in your family. In your family, you have family members that can dwell under the same roof that pass by each other day in and day out and do not converse.
Absolutely.
You know, and you don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. You don't know what's going on. So it is really, really, really important that we learn to engage one another. So I appreciate what you do. I really, really
do. Thank you.
It is very, very vital. Very vital. Yeah. We're down to the last couple of minutes of the show. So I love at the end to allow my guests just to speak to the audience. You know, I'm sure you have a message that you can convey in 2 minutes and just, you know, and put it out there so that someone, I never want to leave the show without encouraging someone on their journey.
Absolutely. So what I always say is you are stronger than what you give yourself credit for. Every one of us is stronger than what we give ourselves credit for. Mm-hmm. So if you can go out and be great today, be great always, but you know, be bolder, bigger, better, bolder, and stronger with each and every day. Do something today you didn't do yesterday that maybe just steps outside your little comfort zone just a little bit, but do that and take those small baby steps, because eventually you're going to be like, oh, that's not so bad at all. But just take those small steps. Mm-hmm. And if you can do that, you're going to see how your life can open up, your mind opens up, your whole world opens up. Yeah. It is so phenomenal when I see people just, their minds just start opening. And you can tell their body starts going, you know, they sit up with a straight back. Mm-hmm. And it's so much fun for me, but it's even better for you. Mm-hmm. It's better because you're the one that's doing it. You're the one that's experiencing it. And it's a blessing. It's a blessing for me. So what I always say, go and show some kindness along the way. Yeah. Always give somebody a smile. Yeah. Be bigger, better, bolder, and stronger with each and every day. And remember, stronger than what you give yourself credit for.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Joe, for coming on the show.
Well, thanks, Corlette. I mean, this has been great. Wonderful.
This has been wonderful.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I know my audience is just going, yay.
Well, and I do offer a 30-minute free discovery, go for it discovery strategy session. So
awesome.
If you're interested, be more than happy to talk to
you. Tell you, please give your contact information so that, A, I know you said it earlier, but A, where can they get your book? And B, how can they get in touch with you?
Certainly. Well, like I said, I offer a free 30-minute go for it discovery strategy session to see if we work well together. Mm-hmm. But for my book, Go For It, A Woman's Guide to Perseverance, that is located on Amazon and also my website, joehosman.com. Okay. They can contact me, joe@joehosman.com. Now, what I say is I'm the female Joe, so that's J-O. So joe@joehosman.com, or them also my phone number is located on my website.
Awesome. And what is your website?
www.joehosman.com.
Awesome. All right. Well, again, thank you so very much. We'll have to do this again.
Absolutely, Corla. This is great. Thank you so much for having me on your show today.
No problem. I have thoroughly enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Thank you for
being a joy.
An influencer. Thank you so much.
You bet.
You have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining me for this edition of I Am a Kingdom Influencer. And remember, you have the ability to impact the lives of all those you come in contact with. You are a Kingdom Influencer.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.